In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor surveys some recent research on the benefits of organic agriculture.
As sales of organic food increase from 1 year to the next, it's clear that American consumers feel good about organic farming. And the wide variety of organic products available indicates we've come a long way since the days of hippie farmers. But questions about organic agriculture linger. Is it really better for people and the environment? And does it represent a realistic alternative to the conventional systems developed over the course of the 20th century? I attended a talk last week by Dan Anderson, who's a research specialist in the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Sciences at the U of I and chair of the Illinois Sustainable Agriculture Committee. In his talk, Anderson addressed three questions that are often raised about organic agriculture, with reference to recent studies that lend support to the good feelings people have about organic production with university research. The first question Anderson addressed was whether organic food promotes human health. The answer to this is yes, at least in one significant respect. Researchers who studied the content of cancer-fighting compounds in tomatoes over a 10-year period found significantly higher concentrations in those that were produced organically. The second question Anderson addressed was whether organic agriculture is less productive than conventional farming, which is an important consideration given the pressure worldwide to convert more and more land to human use. He answered this question with reference to a paper that brings together information from recent studies of corn, soybeans, wheat, and tomatoes. In each of the studies cited, the productivity of mature organic systems was comparable to that of conventional systems, no lower than 94% in any case. Anderson emphasized that this level of productivity in organic agriculture has been achieved with only minuscule support for research, noting that less than 1% of agricultural research funding goes to work on organic practices. The third question Anderson addressed was how organic agriculture benefits the environment. In response, he cited studies that show organic farms support a greater diversity of pollinators than conventional farms, which is especially important now as both honeybees and wild bees that are native to North America seem to be in steep decline. Anderson also noted that organic production does not pollute waterways in the same way as conventional production, and cited other studies showing that organic agriculture uses less energy per unit of output than conventional production, so it has a smaller carbon footprint. Despite all of the benefits he cited, Anderson does not envision organic agriculture replacing conventional farming practices altogether anytime soon. He noted that while it is possible to grow row crops organically using all of the same equipment used in conventional farming, the change is not so easy when it comes to producing fruits and vegetables. That's because producing fruits and vegetables by organic methods currently requires much more human labor than conventional methods. You can learn more about support for sustainable agriculture at the U of I and even link to a video of the talk that I've referred to today via links at the Environmental Almanac website.
Rob Cantor is a writer with the University of Illinois Environmental Council. To find out more about Environmental Almanac or to listen to it again, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. Support for Environmental Almanac is provided by the U of I Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Sciences.